This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is in South Korea, but earlier at the G20 summit in Japan, he met with China's President Xi Jinping and agreed to restart stalled trade talks. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, the new truce offers some relief from a nearly year-long standoff between the world's two largest economies.
President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping sat for talks on their ongoing friction on Saturday, where Washington agreed not to slap a fresh round of tariffs on exports from China. President Trump also added that U.S. companies can sell to Chinese tech giant Huawei, a firm that's become a target for authorities.
We send and we sell to Huawei a tremendous amount of product that goes into the various things that they make. And I said that that's okay, that we will keep selling that product.
Trump said, although he won't be adding a fresh round of levies, he would not lift existing import tariffs. In a statement, China's foreign ministry said Xi told Trump he hoped the U.S. could treat Chinese companies fairly. Talks between the two collapsed over a month ago after Washington accused Beijing of pulling back on reform pledges.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. At a state dinner in Seoul on Saturday, South Korea's President Moon praised President Trump's proposal for meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
President Donald Trump has told a G20 summit press conference he may be meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un on Sunday during a visit to the demilitarized zone with South Korea, but he says nothing has been set up just yet. Trump added Kim has responded to the offer and was very receptive to the idea. North Korea's first vice foreign minister says it's a very interesting suggestion, and the meeting, if realized, he says, would serve as another meaningful occasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday vowed to appeal a U.S. judge's ruling